today's No Sweat News. These are the bizarre stories of the day for your listening enjoyment.
If you get the No Sweat News quiz correct on Friday, Metallica Black Album.
The 45 vinyl. RPM vinyl series
Ooh,
release.
Daddy.
So that's cool. Well, this is an interesting twist. You know, when police, Dateline Minnesota, when police find contraband in or around someone's exterior bottom orifice, there's usually no question as to who it belongs to.
Right.
Because you put it in your own.
Yeah. Can't imagine someone else doing it.
Well, here's a guy in Minnesota who got busted for hiding a bag of drugs in somebody else's buttocks. His name is 25-year-old Mahad Muhammad. He was driving along with his companion, another gentleman, in the passenger seat. And when police pulled them over for some traffic violation, the strip search involved the buttocks, the baggie, and Muhammad saying, oh, yeah, officer, those are mine.
How do you get someone else to do it for you?
Must have been a very convincing argument. The name of the person in the passenger seat riding shotgun has not been released, probably to protect their privacy.
They can't get away. Like, the other person, the person whose butt it was, how are they not an accomplice to
the owner of the orifice?
Well, were they passed out and the guy just, like, put it in the guy's butt without...
Not according to the report.
Oh, this is so strange.
They just said the gentleman was in the passenger seat during the pullover.
This is like, if I see this on, like, Netflix's Unsolved Mysteries, I'm going to demand that they leave it unsolved. Yes. I don't want the answers to this mystery.
I'm not planning on going to Minnesota and doing my own investigation, if that's what you're suggesting.
Staying the hell out of Minnesota.
I'm just saying that we haven't had a hiding your drugs in someone else's butt story ever on the No Sweat News, and... Well, I feel like it deserves to be shared.
I know. No, it should. But it's highly irregular.
I mean, that guy...
It's a good friend, though.
Probably is very convincing.
And it's a good pal.
Well, yeah.
You want me to put it up my butt?
No.
All right, I guess. I mean, I guess I owe you one. You did buy us the beer last week.
You are giving me a run.
So, all right.
Dateline China for story number two. No good deed goes unpunished. Don't you just hate it? Well... how about this? No ill-advised meth-induced good deed goes unpunished.
Uh-oh.
Because that's what we had in China earlier this month when a man whose last name is Kim got super high on meth and decided to make it rain from the balcony of his 30th floor apartment.
Oh.
He, under his meth-induced haze, Uh-oh. Began throwing money out.
All right.
The money floated down
awesome.
To the street below him.
Yeah.
And caused a massive pileup.
Oh.
People leaving their cars to collect the money as it floated down from 30 stories above.
I mean, there's something kind of awesome in, like, supervillain. This is like a Joker type move to, like, get the whole city to act like anarchists. And you just chuck money from the top of the building.
I love the make it rain.
Yeah. No, and it's a good comic book move.
I love the idea of everyone just looking up and saying, oh my God, there's money floating from the sky.
Right. Let's all abandon our cars like it's that REM video and punch each other in the face. Well, and what were they? Were they like $1 bills or...
Doesn't say.
Okay.
It does not say. But it was enough to cause a massive traffic jam.
Oh, I'd get out of my car.
Oh, yeah.
For anything. Because you don't know. You don't know if that's 100 or a 1. You got to get out of the car and try it.
And now to Canada for story number 3. A woman in Burnaby, British Columbia, just outside of Vancouver, tried to dine and dash from a restaurant. But instead of just heading for the front door as she should have... She did the whole diehard crawling through the ceiling vents move. Excused herself to the ladies' room, climbed up in the ceiling.
Well done, lady.
And tried to make it towards the front door.
I've never seen Tom Cruise in a Mission Impossible movie at, like, Perkins.
Right.
Like,
right.
Usually you do these type of duct activities at, you know, like the Pentagon, CIA headquarters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not, you shouldn't be doing this outside of, like, inside an IHOP.
Well, the manager of the restaurant figured out what was going on when he heard the noises coming from above the ceiling tiles and called the police. And after the police arrived, that's when she fell through the ceiling tiles. Landing directly at the local police officer's bootstraps.
Lady, you just... It's $7. I mean...
I don't know what she was dining and dashing on, but I hope her last meal was tasty.
I mean, it sounds like she could have just gotten away with this, even without paying, just wash a few dishes.
Right.
She didn't need to pull off this huge caper.
That's the No Sweat News for today. We'll catch you tomorrow for another edition of today's No Sweat News.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.